up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
All right, strange one. It's just me, Herbie. I've got to go pick her up from her house. This is the most unbelievable story. You'll hear more about it in the catch-up. But she did the show live from her back garden, and her roommate left and locked the back door. So Herbie couldn't get in the house. Her keys are inside. Everything's inside. So she's just stuck in the back garden with no shoes and a tracksuit on. She's busting for the toilet, so I've got to go pick her up and take her to like a public toilet or something. We do talk about it in the catch-up, but her machine that connects the two of us has run out of battery. She hasn't got the charger. So we're going to sort a few things out, but that's why it's just me here in the intro to the catch-up. But we did have a massive show. Herbie's brother joined us. He arrived in the country yesterday, one of the first people to be put in a quarantine hotel. We find out what it is. Plus, Herbie's got something on her head growing, which might not just be a pimple. We go into details on that. Connie at Married at First Sight. She's one of the girls on that one. She joins us. Plus, we talk about the lotto. If you win it after a gift, do you split it or not? Get some great calls on that. Plus, a whole bunch more. We touch on coronavirus and everything else that's happening around the place. Enjoy the catch-up, guys. Thanks for downloading. Hopefully, Herbie will be back. She gets let in her house before tomorrow.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie doing the show live from her back garden there in Maroopna. The sun's in your eyes. You right there?
Slight problem. The sun is in my eyes and that's not the issue. So I'm set up out in my backyard and I just went through the song to try and go to the toilet, which is inside the house. Mm-hmm. And I've locked myself out.
What do you mean?
I'm locked outside. The fly screen is closed and it's locked, so I can't get inside the house.
Wait, how did it possibly get locked from the outside?
Well, it either might have locked. I don't know if it was on that certain setting which it just automatically locks, or Sim maybe from her routine, who's my housemate who's just left to go to work, she might have just by her routine flicked it. Oh. I'm going to put it as option number one.
What do you mean? Is there any other way inside the house? Can you go through like a side gate or anything?
I just found a kiddie door, but I can't get through it because it's too small.
I would pay to see you try. Have you got like a key? Have you got a key on you so you can go back around through the front door or something?
No, my key's at the bowl in front of the front door, like inside the house.
Well, can you manage till 9 o'clock to be outside?
I mean, I can. I need to go to the toilet probably soon because I've been drinking another litre.
Oh, pop a squat.
The laptop that I'm watching because we can see each other, that's on 6%. Oh. The device that's connecting you and me, we have 44%, so that should get us through. But we do have a slight issue because today was the first day we launched Herbie's Hobbies.
Yeah.
And I announced it at 6 that I'll be making Play-Doh. So then everyone who's at home too today, they can as well make Play-Doh. All my ingredients are inside.
Oh, Herbs.
So I can't even do my hobby.
Today, what a terrible start to a new segment. We've launched Herbie's Hobby on the first day you get locked out. No Play-Doh.
Maybe.
You meant to do it for the kids, Herbs.
I meant to do it for everyone, but maybe certain people will also get locked out of their house during lockdown situation. So maybe I should do my hobby today, try and break into my house.
I love that not only are you quarantined to your house and the four corners of your property, but you're now quarantined to only your back garden.
My backyard. The cat's inside, which is good.
That's a great start.
But I'm outside.
Well, maybe it was the cat that locked you out.
Oh, Crumpet. Naughty Crumpet. Wouldn't put it past little Crumpet.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
On late Thursday, Scott Morrison announced that there was a new rule going to be enforced for those entering into our countries, that as soon as you land, you'll be taken to a hotel all across Australia, depending where you fly or even sail in. For 14 days, you'll be stuck in at that hotel. Now, my brother was coming home from New York. He was leaving on Saturday and he arrived in the country yesterday. So he's gone straight to a hotel and joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Now, Matt, let us know, where are you staying at the moment in Melbourne?
I was a little bit unsure as to where they'd put us up and heard various reports from other cities as to the standard of accommodation. So I was pleasantly surprised when they transported us to Crown.
How good is that? I presumed everyone would be in an Ibis or a budget motel. The Crown, you'll take that, mate.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was expecting, like a roadside motel somewhere. But, this will definitely make the next 2 weeks more than manageable.
And what's it like? We've heard that in some hotels, it's sort of, people are saying prison-like. You can't leave your room. There's police guarding your every move. Is that exactly what's happening with you?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, it's not that drastic, but yeah, we've been advised that we cannot leave our room. So, like, the whole process from the airport to the hotel will not necessarily under guard, but there was no means to escape or anything. And yeah, like, we're just kind of secluded to our rooms right now. And I think there's a police presence downstairs, but yeah, you wouldn't bother venturing down there.
How's the food, mate? Is it all you can eat buffet? Is it whatever you want, or are they just giving you your sloppy seconds from brekkie?
It's okay. Like, it's more than enough. They deliver a meal package 3 times a day. Yeah, I've only been here about a day thus far, and yeah, the food's fine. Like, it's not world beating, but it's more than you could ask for, and they provide plenty of fruit and other options. So yeah, more than enough.
And what happens then with working out? I mean, do you get to get fresh air at least? Can you go for workouts, or is it just stay in your room for the next 14 days?
Yeah, I mean, that was my kind of concern. I think it's relatively a small concern compared to what other people may have given their circumstances. But I think you're just left to your own devices, really. Like, we're not allowed to leave the room. Certainly not allowed to access the gym or anything. So just make do with what you've got. I'm sure you can maybe put in like a special request in some form, but yeah, for the most part, like, it's look after yourself in the confines of your own room. So
Matt, 2 weeks is a long time, and I know you're in a beautiful hotel room and stuff there, and they're looking after you, but your legs, obviously, you can't just sit on your bed for 2 weeks. Even if you can do a home workout in a small hotel room, you still want to go for a walk or a run or something like that. When you've only got about 10 metres to play with, that's going to be pretty hard. Are you worried about that at all?
To a small extent. I mean, the big picture, there's people in far more trying circumstances, but I try to keep myself pacing around the room to some extent. Certain little exercises in here and there will kind of keep me busy.
And just finally, what are you looking forward to most once the 14 days is over? Is it a meal from Mum, or is it just some fresh air?
Seeing Herbie.
just some fresh air. Like, I've obviously got I've come a long way to see some special, also some important people to me. So it'd be good to see those people, provided the right like, everyone's feeling okay and everyone's good and healthy. But yeah, just a bit of fresh air is probably the main thing I'll be looking for after all this. So,
well, Matty, we're good on you, mate, and good luck over the next fortnight. Locked up in the Crown, you're doing the right thing by quarantining, but also we'll have to check in with you over the next couple of weeks and see how your sanity's going and see if that small confine of the room. It's like a nice jail, I guess, and hopefully you're doing all right, mate.
By all means, yeah, no, thanks for reaching out, and I'll be in touch.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Last week, probably around Thursday, I started to notice something on my face. A red dot, I'm going to say, at the corner of my right eye. It wasn't much. I just thought, oh, there's something that's not normally there. And then I started to stress Thursday night, going, okay, it's getting a little bit bigger. Then Friday night, I was having dinner at yours, and I was having a panic attack about this red dot growing on my face, because it was getting bigger and bigger as every minute went by, to the point we went to bed and you were like, whoa, what's that?
Well, I was having a panic attack as well, because I didn't know which eye to look at you in. The one on the side of your head or your two eyes, and you're like, I was like, which? I couldn't figure out which of your two eyes. There's that many to choose from.
And so I didn't touch it, because, you know, when if you think you've got a pimple, they say to not touch it, just wait. And so I could feel a second head on me, but thought, no, go to bed. Saturday morning, that's when you'll attack this beast.
Hang on a sec. Have you seen Family Guy, that episode where Peter, the dad, where a little Peter grows out the side of his stomach? That's essentially what you've got. There's a little Herbie growing out, like a miniature you. Like, it's got its own eyes, nose, mouth, everything.
Yeah, it's little Herb Junior. And I woke up Saturday morning and thought, it's time. I had a dream about popping my second head that night, and so I was very excited when I went to the bathroom in the morning. I've gone, let's do this. And I tried to do it. I could see there's this big thing there, and I tried to do it, but nothing would come out. So I was attacking something that wasn't going to work. And then saw you and you've gone, geez, what's going on there? It's not looking good.
I mean, I wasn't that cruel, but yeah.
It's not looking good. I saw my auntie and she's like, hey. Did you ask for a plus one when you were coming to see me?
Yeah, do I have to pay for him as well?
Yeah. And we're all looking at it that night thinking, it's not normal. It doesn't actually look like a pimple anymore. It's gotten bigger and it's worse to the point where we all decided that we don't think it is a pimple. We had the flash of our phones out Saturday night and we're really doing our own home doctor on my face.
I thought it was a boil. That's what I went with.
Yeah, you said boil. It's not my whole face. and it was only yesterday did a thought come to me and I think I figured it out what it is. So a year ago, Saturday, I was in hospital in the Riverina with a spider bite. A white-tailed spider bite. And I remember after I got out of hospital and I was all okay again, everyone was telling me that once you get bitten by a white-tail, they can reappear. The bite can come
back. Really?
And the infection. Now, I just thought that was an old witch's tale and it was nothing to be believed. But now I'm thinking that it's come back. And yes, originally I got bitten by the white-tail on my forearm. Now I think it's come back on my head.
That's wild.
And so I know it might sound far-fetched, but I have put it up on our socials this morning and asked you guys, Golden Valley, if spider bites can return. And at the moment, it sits at 50-50.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
On Friday's show, we shared the amazing news that a Shepparton local won $100,000, the top prize, on a $5 crosswords instant scratch-its ticket, which was purchased at Shepparton Plaza Lotto.
Brilliant.
Incredible.
Brilliant. You hear about this stuff happening, but you never think it's going to happen locally. So congratulations to whoever that person is.
The amount of times I've had like two 100,000s on my ticket when scratching and I've gone, I've got this, and then you don't have it.
You get a free ticket.
Imagine
instead.
Scratching it and having the three. I can't even imagine the feeling and how this and what this person is going through at the moment. But it was something that we read that got you and I thinking, and we thought, well, no, we need to explore this a bit more. So in the media release where we got the information about this lucky win, it did say that the winner's daughter actually picked up the scratch-its ticket for her, for him, and gave it to him. And you and I were both like, oh, hang on a second. He didn't actually purchase it himself. So does he get the full $100,000? Or does he go, hang on, my daughter got it for me. I'll go 50-50. Is there a set rule that happens in these certain situations?
Yeah, and it got me thinking at Christmas time last year, Alan, our general manager here at HIT, he bought all the staff a scratchy. And we were talking around the table that day as well, if one of us gets a winner here, do you give Kel some? Do you split it with the office because it was a present for him? Or do you just keep it on the down low and keep it all to yourself? I'm the sort of person, you keep it to yourself. Don't worry about sharing.
You said that straight up because I put it to you on Friday. All right. If I win, I need to give you some, or do I keep it? And then we reversed it and said, well, if you win, do you give me some, or do you keep it? And you straight away said, no, nah, keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it.
But then
I put through it out with mine, you were like, no, you split that.
Because, okay, you don't split it down the middle. You give a percentage, right? As a thank you for buying it, they spent their $2 to give you your ticket. You've won 100K. You know what? You've done a good job. Let me shout you a nice holiday that's worth maybe 500 bucks. I'll buy you a hotel for you and your partner for the night or something like that. I'll take you out for dinner. You're not getting 50K off me, though.
You didn't have $100,000 before you got given that ticket, and you wouldn't have got given that ticket if it wasn't for the person giving it to you. So surely you owe them half.
Nuh-uh. So when you give me, right, it's my birthday, Herbs, you give me a scratchy, right? I win $100,000. Mm-hmm. You didn't give me that ticket as a present going, if you win half, I get 50K. When you hand that's a present. It's like if you buy me a new shirt, we're not going halves in the shirt. I get the shirt, right? If I win the 100K, I'm getting the 100K, baby. I'll give you a small percentage. You'll get a couple hundy, but you're not getting the full thing off me. You're not even getting half.
See, I get that. I understand I've gifted you the present. I get that. But I just know if roles are reversed and you gifted me it, you would hack into my bank account to get the money.
Oh, yeah.
You would want the money so bad. You would play something one way for you, but if it was anyone else, you'd want the other side of it.
Yeah, I've got debts to pay, baby. It's all. Hey, let's open up the
I don't know if there is an actual rule, though. Is there a designated rule when it comes to this? You and I haven't won $100,000 before.
Well, let's put it to the Goulburn Valley. Do you share the winnings if you've been gifted a ticket, whether it's a lotto ticket, whether it's a scratchy? 13, mm-hmm. 12, 16, that's our number. Fee's in Katandra. Fee, would you split it or keep it?
If you get given it, you know, obviously that's a gift. You wouldn't give it to the person that gave it to you. Like, go halves in it.
So you're saying you'd keep, if I gave you, Fee, the ticket, you won $100,000, you're uh-huh. keeping every single cent of that. You're not going, here you go, Herbs, here's a bit of money.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm your Fee. It's your gift.
I'm with Josiah on this one. Like, it's very rare that I'm with Josiah, but you know, but if you've been given something as a gift, you don't like the person that gave it to you isn't expecting money or you know something back.
What about though? Say, if it's siblings, like if my brother gifted me the $100,000 and I won it, I would. Definitely say I'd keep it, but knowing he's my sibling, he would probably fight me for it until I gave him money. Is there different rules with different people, or is it just a blanket, keep the money?
Yeah, not even with siblings.
Fee, are you like me, though? Like,
I'm so greedy.
I'm the same. I wouldn't say it's greedy. You want a present. 100K, you take it, you keep it, right? You take the family out for a really expensive dinner, something like
dinner.
That. Something they appreciate, but you're not giving them any cash.
No.
You've been taken off so many people's Christmas lists, both of you.
We've got 100K, so who cares?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Tonight, it is back 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9, Married at First Sight, the show everyone is talking about. It's starting to wrap up slowly. This girl, she was a superstar on the show last night. We love her very much. It's Connie, one of the bridesmaids, and she joins us on the phone now. Morning, Con.
Good morning.
Connie, how are you feeling? Last night was incredible. We got to see yourself basically just tell Johnny, I'm done with you. I found love with myself. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I really do. Yeah, I feel really good. It was such a nice moment, like reliving that and watching that back. And just like, I just feel like this huge weight is like taken off my shoulders now. And it's just all over.
I'll be honest, Con, with the show, you don't see many marriages actually work out in the real life. I think there's only been one or two max. But I'd say for you and your relationship, I'd call you the most successful participant in the history, only because of seeing your journey and the words you said last night. I'd call that a massive win.
Oh, absolutely. And that was something I've always said as well when it comes to my journey, because, you know, the end goal is to find love. And in a way, I still did find love. And, you know, I had this incredible journey of self-development. I still left hand in hand with my partner and I made a million brand new friends from this. Like, I don't know, I always felt like I really came out on top of this experiment.
Was there a part of you at all that was a little bit sort of upset or let down by the fact you didn't actually find love with another person?
Yes and no. Like, halfway through, it was, because that's the goal, because, you know, I came in there really, really thinking I could find love in this on this show, like, and so halfway through when I really, it all kind of all came to me and I really clicked and I kind of saw the reality of what it's actually like being on reality TV, that's where it kind of hit me, no, there is no way anyone will ever find love on a show like this. But you know, at that stage, though, I had already learnt so much about myself and so much about other people. I was willing to stick it through to the end because of just how much I had changed.
Also, Connie, I'd say you went into the show with the right intentions, the right reasons. Johnny, on the other hand, maybe not so much. That's pretty clear, let's be honest. And you called him out on that on the show as well. Are you guys still...
many times I called him out.
Oh, seriously. And you can tell as well, which shows how shallow some people are. Are you still mates now, or do you just be like, all right, there's no point?
No, we're not mates now. We were, and the thing is, we stayed really good friends for quite some time. It was only just recently, just in the past couple of weeks, I kind of actually just called it quits on our friendship.
Good.
Because, and I knew this would happen as well, but because I knew he came into the thing for the wrong reasons, I also knew that once it all starts coming to air, I knew how much he was going to let this, I hate this word, but fame,
get to his head.
Yeah.
And I could see it, and it was starting to happen. And then when he kind of chose these public appearances things over my birthday, I was like, yeah, no, you're bye. I can't be mates with someone like you. He's just too fake. And it wasn't just him either. It was the other boys as well did it. And I was just like, I just had to say bye to them all.
It's all behind you now. We can all celebrate together,
oh,
Connie.
God.
Well done.
Single life isn't too bad.
No.
Yeah. We're all single
it's
here.
It's not now.
We should have a single quarantine party, the three of us.
Yes.
That would be fun. Well, good on you, Con. Enjoy the reunion. We look forward to seeing it. Married at First Sight. It is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Well, hopefully we'll check in with you soon, Con, and all the best.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having me.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We like to do a fact a day. Keeps the doctor away. This isn't proven, though, is it, though, Herbs?
No. I think now we call it a fact a day tries to keep the doctor away with everything going on.
Today's edition of facts that I've got for you, Herbs, I'm going to say they're coronavirus related. They were going to be a toilet edition today. I found lots of toilet facts. However, there's one I've thrown in here that's probably not to do with the toilet, more to do with what's happening in the world at the moment. You ready for the first one?
Lay it on me.
Sad, King George II, he died as a result of falling off the toilet.
What?
How high was his toilet? Like,
I know. Well, it literally was a throne.
I don't understand how you can die unless you, like, fainted. Like, I've passed out, like, when I was going to the toilet. This has happened over in the Christmas holidays at my parents' house, and I smacked my head on the porcelain on the way down. I got a black eye, but I didn't die.
See, thankfully, that's a good story for you. Great result. But I think it would be a head thing. I reckon he must have fallen in a bad way and knocked his head.
Yeah, because if I got my cheekbone, if I got my temple, maybe it would have been a different story.
Mm. So take care on the toilets, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't be here to tell facts about it, would I? this is quite interesting. The average life expectancy, and who knew that they had a life expectancy, I should say, of a toilet, is 50 years.
50 years? Do you know what? That makes sense. I reckon they were better back in the day too. I'm throwing it out there. I reckon toilets these days aren't as good as what they used to be. They were really solid and sturdy and very thick and porcelain back in the day. Now,
yeah,
you can see plastic.
Plumbers would know you couldn't lift a toilet back in the day. That was a two-person job. Now, yeah, you're right, plastic, one hand, you could do it with your pinky.
Yeah, it's not good. So, yeah, I agree with that. But I reckon, do you think now that maybe the life expectancy has changed and it's not as long these days?
Well, it's like the iPhone. Apple should get sued, or they have been sued, I think, because they purposely make your phone start to falter after a couple of years, so you need a new one. These guys that sell toilets, maybe they're doing the same thing.
Smart. They've Steve Jobbed the toilets.
Not to mention, have you seen the toilets in Japan? They've got more electronics than my computer does.
Very futuristic.
Have you seen the movie Psycho?
Yes.
Interesting fact here. The film Psycho features the world's first on-screen toilet.
Really?
There you go.
Maybe, because you never spoke about them. Saying I'm going to the bathroom.
I always think that. You know, when you watch a TV series or, you know, and you're watching these people's lives the whole time, even watching the Kardashians, it's a reality. When do they go to the toilet? It's like they have to at some point.
This is true.
Show it.
They've got to take a leak at some stage, but they just don't say it. It's very true. Great observation by you, Mr. Josiah.
Last fact, Herbie, for your Monday morning to keep the doctor away. This is quite interesting with today's economy. More Monopoly money is printed every year than real currency.
See, that's bonkers. You and I only on the weekend were discussing why can't money be printed to save this situation. Turns out it's not as simple as that.
It's not. There's a whole background to it, which we actually found out, didn't we?
Yeah, or maybe now we should just get rid of our money and just start using Monopoly money if they're going to print so much of it.
I was going to say, but I just don't. I get there's a lot of Monopoly board games, but surely not enough to have more money than our current economy. That's a mental fact.
But it is ridiculous, because any time I walk into a new shop that sells Monopoly, there's around 14 different versions now.
Good point. We need a Goblin Valley version. You know what? Maybe we can create that with all our spare time we've got up our sleeves now.
I've got a bit. I can do it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Over the weekend, you and I, we hung out, because really that's the only option. at the moment. We're not supposed to be gathering in large groups. You're not supposed to be seeing everyone that you know in the world. You're just supposed to be keeping to yourself, keeping your distance, but also finding other ways to interact. We don't want to go crazy when we're hanging out with each other. We want to still enjoy our time. So you and I thought it would be nice to actually go check out some of the surrounding towns, even though you can't fully get invested into the town at the moment. You can still go to them, stay in your cars. You can check out the local cafe shops that are open and get a takeaway coffee. So we did that on Saturday. We went to Benalla with my auntie. She joined us.
Old auntie Clem.
And we got a beautiful Airbnb. Auntie Clem. We got an Airbnb, and so we just stayed there for the night. And it was amazing to actually go to Benalla. I went there when I was a really young girl. We used to go to the races there over Easter, but I haven't been back since. And they've got all those amazing wall arts that you've told me about, but I had never seen them. So driving around, our heads were just knocking around like a pinball, going, whoa, 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 whoa. There's so much going on in Benalla. It's so beautiful.
Well, it's kind of sad at the moment as well, because Wall to Wall Festival was meant to kick off, I believe, next week. It was in early April, and that's obviously been cancelled with everything that's going on at the moment. I hope it does get pushed back a few months to later this year, because it's one of the best initiatives the town does. I've been every year.
And we know that a lot of towns around the Goulburn Valley are doing great initiatives at the moment. They're thinking outside the box. And that's what we found when we were in Benalla, because it came to dinner time and we thought, what can we do here? We haven't got ingredients because we haven't been to the supermarket. But we do know that a lot of restaurants, cafes were doing delivery and takeaway. And so we looked up online the Northern Hotel, the Northo, as I was being told. And we noticed that they were doing takeaways, and they had a special sign which really caught our attention, that you could get your food picked up on the pub's plates.
Awesome idea. And when you and your auntie, Clem, told me when I arrived, I was like, what do you mean? So you can actually take the actual plates, like paper plate? You're like, no, they're actual plates. Take it home. We sat at home like we're at the pub and had a proper meal around the table. It was awesome.
It was incredible. We were just shocked, I think, by how good the service actually was. And you can keep the plates, so you can get a souvenir from your outing at the Northo, or you can return them. We returned them the next day. But how good was the food? It didn't taste like we weren't at the pub. It really felt like we still had that pub vibe.
Yeah, a lot of pubs are doing this as well across the GV, which is really awesome. So get behind them and support them during these times. I like, though, what the Northo did is you either return the plate the next day, the sign said, or it says drop it off to an op shop. What a nice idea, given, you know, both, not only getting rid of a good plate to people that might need it during this time as well. Such a good initiative.
Very, very smart by them. And we know that they're not the only place in the Goulburn Valley doing this. It's just the service that we saw on the weekend. So we wanted to give them a shout out. But if there is another pub out there doing something similar, or if you've got your own creative idea that you'd like us to share on air, please get in contact with us at our socials. So go to HitGV at Instagram or Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
Yeah, flick us a message on there right now. We will read them out as the weeks and months, hopefully not too long, Herbie, goes on.
And you can check out our meal, actually, that we got from the Northo. If you go to our Instagram, we've put up the picture with our plates.
Oh, have you
at
now?
At HGV.
Did you put the extra mushroom sauce that you had to walk all the way back to get because you're so obsessed with mushroom sauce? I'm like, Herbie, can we just eat our food? Nah, not going back till I get my extra mushroom sauce. Righto, mate.
I'm a girl who loves her gravy.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.